How to describe Zucmo? That's Zukmo. I guess it's a sort of aggregator. It's a place to bring content from various different streams that you have into a single place. When you've created yourself an account, and the free version's fine, you can get up and running very quickly. The first thing that you can do is to aggregate documents that you have, a little bit like things like Dropbox and Box.net, in that you install a little application on whatever devices that you want to be able to access your documents from, and then when you put a document into one of the folders on those devices, they automatically become synced and uploaded to the web. So I guess in a sense that provides you with a little bit of backup and also a universe, a place from which to access universal documents. But it goes further than that. It's not just about the documents themselves. There's lots of web-based materials and content that you can bring in too. So for example, your bookmarks. If you have a Delicious account, you can sync your Delicious account with Zucmo, and then all your Delicious links can appear in there too. And once they're within Zucmo, you can do various things like filtering them for based on time scale. You can favorite them and then just filter them based on the favorites that you want. Multimedia, so there's any sites or for example YouTube or Vimeo videos that kept in your Delicious shortcuts, then there's a multimedia link. In addition, you can also have notes. So simple little notes, which again will be available across the Zucmo platform wherever you happen to log on to Zucmo from. So the notes are just musings and thoughts, although you can you've got some rudimentary editing features. So making text bold and bringing in pictures and adding hyperlinks and creating lists, that sort of thing. But a really powerful, you can bring in RSS feeds. So any RSS feeds that you want to subscribe to, you can bring into your Zucmo account, and once again, they'll all be available in a single place. Quite importantly, if you have Google Docs or a Google account, you can bring in your Google Docs, your Gmail, and lots of different content from there. And again, social media accounts like Twitter and Facebook, by all means bring them in. Bear in mind though that no access to all of those accounts. So that's something to do with a little bit of forethought, I think.